Hi, everyone. It's Eli so... Double Tap here. Me and Kings are going to get together and do some commercials.
Are you really? You have such a good fucking voice,
when
man.
When I turn the radio voice on, it don't sound dead inside. Yeah, it's pretty fucking...
But now it's back to dead inside.
Yeah, we're back to...
That was a hard turn back to I don't want to live.
Hi, everyone. I have no soul anymore.
That's me. I can tell.
I come here. I'm like, we're getting a podcast. There's going to be a video. I'm going to do my hair. Get style. Batty's like, I'm going to wear a jersey. And then Donut is like...
What the fuck is wrong with how I look? I brushed my beard today?
I know. Now I'm going... You did not brush that. That is the worst. There's a chunk missing out of the right side, Batty.
No, there's not.
No, there is. There's a chunk right
there. There's a giant chunk
out of... No, it's fine. I took a nap.
Now you're self-conscious about your beard.
Hold on. What's wrong with my beard? No,
fucking chunk or... You can't say I brushed that and then have
okay,
that.
Okay, listen, it's fine. Look at it, we're good. Look at it. It was just tucked in there. It's
still red.
We got no shit, it's red.
And we got Donut. He just rolled out of bed and walked downstairs for this podcast.
My beard looks good, man. Fuck you.
Wearing the same clothes I've worn the past 2 days.
Hair's no gel.
This is where a good friend would be concerned. But instead, we're going to make fun of him.
As I watch him pour whiskey at
Ranch
noon.
Water.
Ranch water.
You're right. We should be
Have you given
right?
up? Ranch water.
Have you given up? Ranch water. We're just the worst this product is why placements ever.
They're never going to sponsor it. They don't sponsor. Please sponsor.
They don't officially sponsor us. Yeah. Do you running joke the whole time with Ranch?
Is that it? Is like this is why they're not going to sponsor us though, because we've put in the work.
Do you feel depressed? Are you low on life? Ranch water. It won't fix anything.
Lunch rider.
12 ounces of happiness.
Now we've been, everyone's just working all the time, streaming, playing Tarkov. Well, you guys just play Tarkov 24/7.
I mean, I just play Tarkov. Cody does other things.
Oh my God, dude, the new computer plays it so smooth. It's nice. I'm going to get into it. I'm quitting everything else and I'm becoming a Tarkov streamer like Batty.
Nice.
Yeah, quitting.
Wow, you've given up on life really hard. I can see that. Like, the clothing, the... But now you're just playing Tarkov.
Breakdown videos.
Tarkov. Oh my God. This is where I got fucking smoked upon spawning into the map.
Let's see what happens.
Matches in a row.
Okay, I don't want to poke the bear here, but like, remember that time you killed Landmark in Tarkov?
Oh my God. Have you guys heard about the time I killed Landmark in Tarkov? I don't know if you've heard.
You should do a shooting breakdown of that.
I should.
Oh my God.
And name the video The Time I Killed Landmark in Tarkov. Landmark sucks, LOL.
69,420 just blaze kills.
No, I have nothing against Mr. Landmark. I've never met him in person. But it's just, I killed him one time in dorms. He was toggle peeking me and I ran around the corner with a
MP7.
Yeah, no, it was the VSS and I had the SP6 ammo.
Oh, that was MP7.
And I was just like, and just mowed him down. And then what he does is like he takes Tarkov so seriously. He's one of the best Tarkov players in the world, by the way, if you don't know who Landmark is.
Because he plays way too serious. I'm kidding.
He plays a lot. And what he does if he dies and he feels like, I don't know, just anytime he dies, he takes his the clip of him dying and he rewinds it and he tries to break it down frame by frame. And he did that when I killed him. It was just funny because I'm garbage at the game and I just mowed him down.
Oh, God. Zex killed Nick Merckx on COD in Warzone match.
Yeah, I heard about this.
Yeah. It was just like...
He was a little angry.
He was definitely angry.
You bitch!
Or whatever he said.
That's one thing about Call of Duty that will forever be the greatest invention for gaming. When you kill somebody, you have that like that 2 seconds or that second of, oh, what the fuck? Then it cuts them off as they're complaining about dying.
And they die. They're like in a corner camping. And then like you run in, you like mow them down real quick and like fucking camper. And you're like,
you're the one in the corner, bro.
You have a fire going, bro. I'm breaking down your tent now. What are you talking about? You're trash. I killed you, bitch. Or you like, sometimes, you know, we've had it where we killed... It was the last circle. We killed everyone, and we killed the last one. He's like, it's a bunch of lumberjacks running around killing us all. That was it. And I was like, okay, I ain't even mad at that.
That was a good one.
He's just happy. He's just happy. Yo, you the real Matt Best? Yeah. That's cool. Like, that happened in post-con. He was just that. Okay, I'm cool with dying. And then you're like, God damn it. Every other time, though, just bullshit. Hackers. You suck. You just...
You died.
Literally died in the video game. There are some suspect stuff. I've even done suspect stuff where I was like,
because you're a hacker.
100% look like one. I like one where I'm just like,
you're not that good at games.
Exactly.
I'm so bad. I never have to worry about me calling hack.
I've had ones at Gulag. I was like, wasn't noticing I was playing in the Gulag. I was like, da da da. And I'm like talking to chat. I'm like, oh shit, Gulag. I just hit Q. I was spamming Q. That's it. I saw this.
This was a clip of this, right?
Yeah. I was just spamming Q, talking to chat. And I always try to throw whatever Q is. And it was a knife. And it was like, hey guys, what's going on? And the knife just goes and kills the dude. I'm like, I look back. I was like, oh, I just won. Oh, that guy's going to think I'm cheating off of that one. Because replay, it's like, I'm just like staring at a wall. He runs and I just throw the knife instantly, just headshots.
Oh my god.
I was like, oh yeah, that's a cheat right there.
I remember me and Kings have both been called hackers in Tarkov before, and it's like, have you just sit here for 30 seconds and you will see how poor I am at this fucking game. Like, dear God, sir. I lose most of the time.
You're good at first person shooters. Yeah. Like coming in, you're always like
great at Tarkov. Like that was one of my favorite things that people used to talk to me about a lot when you first started playing Tarkov with like me and Kings a lot. To like now, people are like, dude, as soon as you figured out the maps, learn the maps, you were God mode half the time, man. You're so good at Tarkov.
Thank you.
Oh my god. You're good at shooters.
Yeah, I did that. I did the Modern Warfare one with you guys and was destroying everyone until Freddie Wong came in.
Yep.
Yeah. I was on the leader like at the top. And then Freddie Wong came in and just started fucking my shit up.
You're like, what the fuck? That was the most random day, though. That was during the charity stream last year.
Oh, when we all played COD together?
Yeah.
And I ran around and we did the RPGs?
We did COD RPGs. And I made everyone my
fucking bitch.
And Freddie and D, that was mm-hmm. the most random occurrence.
Yeah, we ran into them.
No, you remember? I couldn't get in your guys' lobby. It kicked me to a different one.
Yep, and they were in it.
And I was like, hey, Freddie, what? I was like, wait, what the fuck? It's like Freddie, and he's like Eli. I was like, wait, why is Freddie and D playing in a match? And they're like, how did we get looped? I was like, we're doing a charity stream. Do you want to join? I'm like, sure,
yeah.
Like, and they just joined on. That was like the most
Severus,
random, yeah, most random occurrence of people just locked in.
Dude, getting to meet Freddie was like, I still fangirl thinking about it. It's not good.
Were you there when he was watching Danny sing?
Oh my god, okay.
I haven't met Freddy in person yet.
Well, no. Danny Warsnop,
Asking Alexandria.
I didn't see him meet him.
When Danny was singing, mm-hmm. and Danny's just singing over there, everyone's like chatting, having a good time. I look over at Batty, he's just like this.
I was literally just like, I was sitting there like, so for everyone who doesn't know, we had a bunch of us over at Eli's house, and Danny Warsnop, the lead singer of Asking Alexandria, one of my favorite bands for the longest fucking time, was there as well, and he just started singing on stream with like eight of us in the room, and I just like turned and I got like the big puppy dog eyes, and I was like, oh my
god. Oh, that was your birthday, right?
No, this was why was I here? We flew down.
No, it was the BRCC grand opening.
Yeah, it was the grand opening for
me. I was there.
I was just fangirling like a motherfucker, and this wasn't even the first time I've met him either. That was the first time I've been in the room when he was just singing, and I was like,
Batty always plays it cool until afterwards. So like, yo, what's up?
Oh my god,
good meeting you. Walks away, and then Batty turns to me and he's like, I just met Danny. We got Freddie Wong. Like,
I gotta run a game. I gotta run a D&D game for Freddie Wong. And that was, I was like, I was so chill for the entire thing. And I remember talking to Eli after, and you made so much fun of me. I was like, oh my god. It fucks with me, man. Dude, I've been watching these fucking dudes. Like, I've been watching Freddie Wong's videos on the internet forever.
Yeah, it's weird.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
No, trust me. It's still weird to me.
You were in video game high school, weren't you?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, season
three. He's one of the shitty snipers, right? Yeah. Weren't you a shitty sniper?
I was on the bad guys team.
Yeah.
I was
the law.
the four mains. I was one of the mains on the like the front row of the bad guys team, and I was the sniper plus a business guy like earlier in the season. It was a weird transition. So
fucking random, dude. That's
what awesome. The fuck? We had a good time though. I was super excited. Tarkov is, I don't know. Tarkov's a hard game.
Yes.
Tarkov is like the learning curve is like
it's legal. A fucking cliff.
Yeah, it's a learning cliff.
Yeah, learning cliff. It's a learning
stair. It's like, it's a first person shooter. I got this. Oh, there's no tutorial. How do I, what do you mean I died? I lost my gear. Wait, where, how do I throw a grenade? What do you mean I have to check my mag? I'm out of ammo. I can't just reload. What do you mean?
Yep.
What's 7.62x39? What's a 5.45? What? Yeah.
5.1, 5.4.
If you're not familiar with the game Escape from Tarkov, we're talking about if you die in the game, you lose everything you have on you. Gun, armor, bullets, everything.
And you have to like match bullet calibers to the guns. Mm-hmm. It's not like you can just pick up some blue ammo and it magically goes to your blue gun. You gotta know that your M4 takes 5.56. You gotta know your AK takes 7.62x39. You gotta know your M1A takes a 308 or 7.62x51. Like you need to know this because there are some ammo types that are close where if you put the wrong ammo in the wrong gun, it will look like you're fine, and then suddenly it doesn't work, and then you're dead.
Yep. You just can't shoot. You go into the game and you have the wrong ammo.
And then vice versa, if you have shitty rounds.
Yeah, because there's different types of ammo. You have your armor-piercing ammo. You have your regular bunk ammo. You have your hollow points for shredding flesh. Like, so if you're shooting hollow points at a dude with armor, you're just stinging him with bees, and he doesn't give a fuck, and he's going to kill you.
You got to leg shot him if you have,
meta. Yeah, running around with shotguns is still my favorite thing to do in that game, and I just blow people's kneecaps out. Straight up, I was doing it all day. I was running with grenade launchers and shotguns like a piece of shit, dude.
That's awesome.
There's, like, this new shotgun in the game called the KS-23, which is, like, basically a 4-gauge shotgun. It's like an old artillery barrel. And you just run around with this fucking tank of a gun. And you just, if you can hit somebody in the legs, they like, their legs blow out. The ragdolls are the greatest thing in the world. They just face plant in the ground and they die. Their legs are gone. That's and so it is awesome. It's the, like, you run into the biggest, fattest gear dudes and you just pop out, your legs are gone. Even if you don't kill them, they can't move very well anymore.
They're just like,
they panic, try to run for a second, just pop up, hit them in the leg, and I'm like, now you're dead.
Yeah, in Tarkov, you don't have leg armor. So you can spend $1 million on your helmet and your chest, but
your gun, your ammo, your meds, everything you need for a raid, but your fucking thick, fat, delicious, juicy legs are there for the taking.
They're gone. Mm. They're gone. And that's one of those hard games. And I don't know about you guys, but like, getting those super difficult games are either getting harder or easier as we get older.
Are not getting easier.
I don't
know. Games are not getting easier.
Harder because, you know, we got Tarkov, like we're talking about, first person shooters, and then
Dark
Souls.
Dark Souls.
Like, I mean, Dark Souls isn't new, though.
It's not, but like.
Dark Souls 1 is not a new game.
But I mean, newer,
you're right. There's a newer Dark Souls out there, but that game isn't new.
But it's 2010. Past, so it's this decade, and that's when you've seen that shift of people. Because I think there was that time period where games held your hand, like tutorials would literally
you had to play tutorials, you had to.
And Dark Souls, Demon Souls. Do you actually guys know the proper name for that first one?
No, I don't play those fucking games, they're rude. Demon's to you. They
Souls.
Hurt you.
Demon's Souls, is that just like a bad translation?
I don't know. I always thought it was Demon's Souls, but then I read the cover for the first time ever, and it was like Demon's Souls. Oh,
is it like a Mandela effect thing? Like the Bernstein Bears?
Exactly.
Yeah, or is it the Bernstein Bears?
Which one is it? Those games were like that first time where it was like, yo, people want hard games, and everyone bought into it, and they were like, yo, okay, this is how we want it. This is like super difficult. You had just that time period from, I think, PS2 to late PS3, early PS4.
I didn't fuck with the PS3 at all. I skipped a PlayStation generation.
Yeah, I mean,
I was so hard in on Xbox at the time. Like, I won the Xbox 360, so that was all I did.
But think of a hard game on that system.
I mean, at that time, I was just living the Call of Duty and Skyrim life. Mm-hmm. Like, Skyrim, Oblivion, and then Call of Duty. That was it. Yeah. That was...
Yeah, I went from 360 to PC.
Yeah, exactly. I had an Xbox One, but I was already on the PC when I had the Xbox One too. I kind of did both at the same time.
I just think recently, that's when like you had like Demon's Souls, Dark Souls,
Cuphead, and they started introducing these harder games.
Fucking platformers, dude.
Hurt me, daddy. Those types of
games. Hurt me more. Hurt me more.
MMOs have gone the opposite direction, though. Because World of Warcraft, especially, used to be hard as shit, and you didn't know what to do, and now it holds your hand. And
I think that's it's a different audience, though. It's catering to a different audience.
Yeah,
but you know, they're trying to get the new generation into it because we don't need that help. We've been playing MMOs since their inception.
Yeah,
this new generation isn't used to that type of game, so they need to open them up and make them a little easier to jump into for them to kind of get hooked. Because we're honestly, like, look at it this way: we're looking at a generation that is growing up with mobile gaming for the most part.
Oh, that's true.
And you need to find that transition from a mobile game to an MMO. How do you get somebody who's used to everything being on their phone, or in that case, you know, playing a console, to getting them hooked on a PC game? So they need to bring, I'm not saying they're dumbing the game down, but they're making it easier to get into. There's, you look at your end cap of WoW, still your MMOs. Shit's still fucking hard, man. Yeah, it is not easier. Like it's easier to get to end game and learn about end game. But endgame's not easier, I don't think.
And that's those end games. Well, now you literally just buy your character all the way
up. You get a free jump. Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I gotta grind 10 levels, and that doesn't take long at all.
They know people want that end game, so they're trying to get people hooked before they're like, if they can get them in on that first expansion, they'll just buy the second expansion. And they'll grind. They'll grind out to that one. Mm-hmm. But you need to get that initial audience hooked before.
And the games, MMOs start at the end game. That's why I've always hated it. And that's the hard, that's probably like all of us hate it, is because it's that level 60, the 60 grind or whatever it is. You know your character class after first 10 levels. Yeah. And now you're like, now I just have to grind this out for a shitty story. I don't give a shit
same
about
quest. Same quest.
Go collect 10 bear asses, bring them back. Okay, now I need 3 pieces of corn. The kobolds drop them out there in
kill
the field.
20 kobolds.
Yeah. And then, but not the gray ones, the white ones. The gray ones don't drop the corn on the cob. And bring that back then. Okay, here is 20 pieces of gold and 1,000 experience. And you're like, cool.
Yeah, 14 more fucking times within an hour. Yeah. Otherwise, you cap out. Sorry.
Dude, that makes me think of on World of Warcraft and the Barons, there's a famous quest for the Horde where you have to collect beaks from these ostrich-type creatures, and you need like 5 of them. But there's only like a 5% drop rate. So you kill 100 of these fucking things that clearly have beaks, but only 5% of them drop their goddamn mouths.
Oh, God.
You always think of the random stuff those characters would drop. You'd be like, and I killed an ostrich. You got mustard. Why do I got mustard now? Why is he carrying mustard? Like, none of the loot table ever made sense in those games. You got candle wax.
Why does this ostrich have a dagger?
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing.
What did you eat, sir?
Okay.
God bless those old games.
It's not old games. That's new shit, too, though. Like,
no, that is true.
You know, like, weird loot tables have never changed. Like, I remember playing, so I tried getting back into Elder Scrolls Online for a little bit because I'm such an Elder Scrolls fiend, and I just like, I need more. And you'd kill fucking like tigers and shit, and they're just spitting out armor. I'm like, did you eat somebody, sir?
Were you wearing the armor?
Like, that was not an armored kitty I just murdered. What the fuck?
That is true. Those old MMOs, it's like you killing a dragon is giving you pieces of armor. I think some of the later ones did a little bit better where you got the crafting materials. And
four stuff. Yeah, yeah. Or you did like named like armor that was built off his scales and shit like that. Yeah,
and
yeah.
You're like, okay, this makes sense. I remember Final Fantasy XI, it's like one of the most expensive pairs of boots was Leaping Lizard boots. And it's just a lizard.
Why do you remember Leaping Lizard boots?
Because it's the name. Because you had to kill the Leaping
Lizard. How much Final Fantasy XI did you play?
Way too much, like 70 days in game. It was a shitty level 5 or level 6 lizard that was out, and you kill it, and it dropped Leaping Lizard boots. At least it matched the name, but they were a perfectly pair of boots that you got to put on right after killing this creature. But it's like stuff like that where you're like, this, maybe just give me the skin, and then I'll craft the whole thing. Okay.
I think Monster Hunter did that well, though. Like, everything was crafting materials to make cool shit.
And the weapons look like it, too.
Dude, the weapons... I wish I enjoyed Monster Hunter more. The weapons in Monster Hunter were the coolest fucking things in the world.
when you killed the dragons and you made a sword from that dragon material.
It was a dragon tooth and, or claw or some shit. It was made of bone.
Yeah. I was like, this is baller. Like, all the armor looked like the creatures you killed. And
yeah.
Like, this makes sense versus majority of games. Oh, and it kept you on, like, your armor look gangster, where you go in a lot of MMOs and it's like you have patchwork running around. It's like,
yeah,
I have my flip flops on
before
I have
like transmog and shit.
Yeah, dude. I have a pair of pantalones that are pink. I have awesome armor on.
Yeah,
I have fingerless gloves and
like a real man. Yeah. Real men wear fingerless gloves, yeah. By the way.
And you have to walk around in that embarrassed. And it is, I hated that in MMO. It's like walking around looking like a banana.
But same time, people would make fun of you for your goofy looking ensemble, and then you'd shit fuck them.
Yeah.
You'd be like, hello, sir, you look like an idiot. And you just snap their neck. I'm like, now who's the idiot? Dead guy. Jesus, man.
I don't know. I love old hard games. I still think old games, NES, you missed that era of fucking difficult games.
Thanks, that's the Dad. Thing.
You didn't know. He didn't know about Nintendo.
Jason on Nintendo.
Jason.
Freddy Krueger on Nintendo.
Ghouls and Super Ghouls and Ghosts.
Hot Guns
on Sorry, Nintendo. I was busy looking at Lara Croft's triangle tits and fucking Tomb Raider nerds. Okay,
that T-Rex was scary as shit on that first Tomb Raider. The Raptors really stuff. Was. I remember I was one of the weirdos that had a Sega Saturn, and that was one of the first games I got on it was Tomb Raider.
Wait, okay. This is going to get me yelled at. Mm-hmm. I already know it. Was the Saturn or was it the Genesis that had the little screen memory cards and the fat ass controller?
Dreamcast.
That was Dreamcast. It was the Dreamcast. Yeah. There we go. Never mind. That okay.
No one had. I don't think I knew.
My buddy had that thing. Dude, the Dreamcast was so ahead of its time. Oh my God. It was so sad that Taxi. Console just flopped. It was so good.
Really? What's crazy is when Sega canceled or anything, because it didn't take off, they dropped this console price to like $50 a console. It was literally like dirt cheap. You could probably find them on eBay for like $30 or $40.
Dude, the Dreamcast was so ahead of the fucking game, yeah. And it flopped so goddamn hard. It was
Why do you think it did that?
I'm sure there was a reason. I just don't know it.
It was the first system that had like Phantasy Star Online, online capability. Dude, it did everything, and the games, phenomenal games for that system. It just... PS2 crushed everything when it came out. When the PS2 launched, they were like, yo, we have a PS2. Oh, this is just going to crush everything. And that's what happened. And then I think Xbox came out at the same time. So it was just trying to compete with those systems. And it wasn't as powerful. Even though it was cheap, just people didn't want it. And they were like, But that system was phenomenal. Sega Saturn.
Yeah, that was, I don't know. I was the only one that had that. Everyone else had a Nintendo 64 because I think the Sega Saturn released around the same time, I think. Yeah, it was around the same time. I didn't have a 64. But the Sega Saturn did have the games where you had the little gun and you could shoot at your TV.
Oh, yeah.
Virtual Cop. It was Virtual Cop. Virtual Cop was fun as shit. Dude, I love it.
Virtual Cop, Need for Speeds. Sega Saturn had some really good games. Like out the launch. But it was like Sega CD, and then the Sega Saturn came after the Sega CD.
There was a Sega CD. That's another obscure one, kind of like the Dreamcast that like no one really had.
So I was just looking it up. Like the Dreamcast failed partially due to terrible advertising, I guess, where they were competing against the PlayStation, and they were just like, go ahead and buy a PlayStation, but what about the Dreamcast?
You're like, this is terrible.
There were, I guess, financial issues at Dreamcast were making them like a pain to make or some shit. I don't know. Like, there's a whole bunch of there was just like 10 reasons why they failed so bad. But one of the reasons they failed was they had online architecture long before anybody else. Like, people just didn't understand the technology.
No, because it was literally, they had a modem built in.
Dude, the Dreamcast was cool as fuck, man. They also had no EA Sports titles, which all the other consoles had. They had to use 2K games.
Yes. That's why. Because they didn't have the rights to it. And they're like, no, you have to make your own series completely separate.
Sega CD had the Dolphin game on it. It was the first one to have the Dolphin game.
Echo the Dolphin.
Yeah.
Well, they had a bunch. So you had also, if you want a weird system, was the Atari Jaguar. It was the first 64-bit.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Atari Jaguar. 64-bit. It was to rival the Nintendo 64. It had some of the most trash video games you will ever find, especially the fighting series. They had they tried to rip off Mortal Kombat. They were just like, oh, we're gonna rip off Mortal Kombat games, and they just made like the lineup of fighting games was like Ted, the janitor. And it's like, Ted comes from a, he's a janitor. And he's like, and he has a broom.
Oh,
and it's
oh,
like,
no.
Dude with gun. It's like,
I remember the box now. Yeah, that guy.
What was, dude, what was the handheld? Oh,
man. Game Gear.
Was it a Game Gear? It looks like a Nintendo Switch, but it was fatter.
The Game Gear was gigantic.
It was like a handheld thing, right?
You could put Sega cartridges in it.
No, it the wasn't Lynx? That. Lynx! It was the Lynx! My stepdad had a Lynx that I used to fucking steal, and I would just hide in my fucking basement playing that shit.
Yeah, because it had a bright-ass screen. It took like 16 double-D batteries. It was like, just like hooking up a car battery to it. Like, sweet! And then the 3DO, I think, was the expensive dude. No, the Neo Geo. The Neo Geo.
Oh, Neo, your Geo.
The Neo Geo was like the best ports. It was an arcade port home console. So like all the games were like home ports when you got them.
You're saying so many things I haven't heard in so long, but like I can kind of picture them in my mind.
I was not born yet.
Neo Geos, this is like, so they had Samurai Showdown. They had like Street Fighter. And they were like complete.
How perfect. Do you remember this shit so well?
Because this is my
childhood. Dude, I don't remember my childhood that well. What the fuck?
Hold on.
They're expensive, bro. Those games, they, Donut. Coming out, those games were $700 at release. The video games were $700 a piece.
Oh, no crap.
Well, okay, so in 1980 money, that's like $1,000, $2,000,
$3,000. That's a lot of money. A Neo Geo console with 21 games on eBay. Guess how much?
$20,000. $25,000. Price is right. Yeah. I win. Low sell going over.
$25,000.
And that's open. Neo Geo that's not sealed. Games. That's nothing. That is open.
What the fuck, dude?
That's not sealed. That's nothing. That is just open. Hey, here we are. And you're like, hi-ya.
Dude, I just fucking played the shit out of Game Boy stuff. Like, I had an N64. Then I had a PS2. And the amount of Game Boy stuff, I was a Game Boy kid. That's what I did. Because I was always getting kicked out of the house. Fuck you, Dad. Look what I do now. Ha! He used to yell at me all the time. Being like, you're not going to make anything if you just keep playing these games.
My Mexican dad. You still don't understand what I do. And you still offer know me you. Help. Weirdo.
Yeah, my white dad's the same way. I send him pay stubs. I'm like, hey.
Suck this show dick, off.
Look at this.
Dude, my dad tells people I do porn. He's like, what do you do? People watch you online? I'm like, yeah. He's like, it sounds like porn. I'm like, okay, but I'm wearing clothes. He's like, sounds like porn.
Your mom thinks we do porn.
Yeah, yeah. I've definitely been asked if I'm gay.
Yeah.
I'm not. Nothing against that, but.
But he's.
I love boobies.
Dude, boobies.
That's why Donut has a nice pair on his back.
There we go.
Oh my god.
He's tattooed.
You.
Oh my god. What?
Ranch water.
God bless. These people will never sponsor.
No, they're never going to. Who should we bully into being on the podcast to shill ranch water for us?
Oh yeah, we need to find guests.
Yeah.
We've had people like, you need X, Y, and Z. I'm like, but like,
okay, but people that we need to, no matter, out the gate, let's lower expectations.
Okay, who do you want?
That's reasonable, who we could actually get on the
podcast.
Fuck
that. Anybody you want on this podcast.
Anybody? Post Malone.
Okay.
You said anybody.
Let's get Post Malone on the podcast.
Dude, it'd be like looking at two donuts.
Where do our guests sit? Do they sit on your lap?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd want them to sit side by side and I'd 100% make you have matching tattoos that day so people can see how close you guys look.
We could do all our doppelganger. We'll get Seth Rogen then.
And then I'll get Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
There we go.
And we're good. We'll just have that.
Imagine we have a podcast one day and all three of them are sitting here.
We're just staring at each other like, ugh.
They're like, why'd you guys do this? We just wanted our doppelgangers. We don't actually care about you as individuals.
Just post, could you shut your fucking mouth?
Just Seth, okay, Seth, don't laugh. Seth. Stop. Please. Okay. But if we're going to really have somebody on the podcast, we're here in Texas. There's content creators all around us.
Yeah. That's why we came here.
Demo?
Yeah. Well, character. Yeah. Demolition Ranch would absolutely come be on the podcast.
Oh, I was going to hand you. Okay. So,
I think Demo would be a fun one. We can make that happen. Mm-hmm. Guys.
We could make fun of him for being such a filthy casual gamer, too.
Yeah.
Go on to his last post and bug him until it happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, just ruin some bullying? Of his content.
Is this bullying?
We're bullying people.
That's what we do. We bully.
Oh, okay. His brother's here too. Drewski's the biggest gamer ever. We could get Drewski,
on here. Have you seen his mustache? Dude, we could have.
I saw it a while back. Is he still growing it?
I mean,
it's a dirt.
It's like Eli growing a beard. It's never going to get any better, you know?
It's there. He's not. We could easily,
dude. We got operator Drewski. So we got demo. We got you know Drewski. Demo ranch operator Drewski.
Got best of course.
We got all the BRCC here. Fucking yep. boys.
Yeah. Best is definitely gonna come on because he's like we already know he's a huge
nerd. Fucking nerd, dude. Yeah, holy shit!
It's that surprise. Everyone's like, he plays video games. It's like,
it completely blew me away.
He's 6'2", good looking, an amazing singer, musically talented, driven, and everything. But. Yeah, he plays video games too. Fuck.
You mean every day he doesn't just drink whiskey and shoot miniguns and hang out with hot girls in bikinis? Really?
Well, no, he does that every other day.
Fucking mad. Be good at everything.
They gotta be good. And he like crushes at Warzone too. Like the games he takes serious, he is goddamn good at them. Like that's why I'm like, oh yeah, homeboy used to play tournaments and stuff growing up. Just nerdy old Matt. I was like, God, we would have been such good friends growing up, all of us. Mm-hmm. There was another dude that just visited that was a big gamer. Fuck, who was it? No, you know Disaster? 18 Disaster?
Nope.
He runs a meme page. He's a ranger. And
he was on the Free Range American podcast.
Yes.
That other shitty podcast.
Exactly. Exactly. If you've never heard of the shitty podcast, Free Range America, absolute terrible. Not sure who even's in charge of that one.
We could have Evan on here too, I guess.
He's a huge gamer.
He would just shit on us the entire time.
You know who's been asking to come out? Leon Lush.
Oh yeah, Leon wants to come
out. I fucking love that human so goddamn much.
The tomato.
Yeah.
Tomato Mafia.
Mm-hmm. Dude.
Leon. Swagger Souls would probably come out.
I'd have trouble not fangirling a little over Swagger Souls. Just like a little.
So I'll be fine.
He wears a helmet. It's fine.
Swagger Souls? Oh buddy. He's the best rapper in the game.
I'll see.
Wellen just entered the chat. Okay, listen.
Wellen, do you know Wellen? We might be able to get Wellen now. Wellen's a friend of mine.
Yeah.
We just got.
I mean, we got connections. Right,
this whole podcast.
Clean. Will.
Clean's only 5 minutes away, and we just didn't mention.
And he's We're like, we got Freddie. Definitely will be on it.
Yeah. Will. Will would come on.
Yeah.
Who? I'm kidding. Will.
Love you.
John.
John.
Your child?
My son could be.
He could never listen to this podcast.
He runs a Roblox enterprise.
He does. Oh, that's a good story. I'm not going to tell the whole story now, but we are going to have John on and his... okay. I don't know what he's doing. He can't hear us. We're going to have John on one day, my 11-year-old, because he stole nearly $5,000 from me and spent it on Roblox. It's a game Roblox, but he bought Robux, which is in-game currency. And we're not going to go too much into it, but he's balling on Roblox.
Dude, I just want him to sit next to us and be like, so Robux, huh?
Yeah, we're not going to tell him. Shut down. Because that's what he does. He like shuts down when he starts talking about Robux because he's so ashamed of what he did.
As he should be.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Could you imagine the whooping if you not, first of all, if your family had that much money, but like if you had spent that much money or any amount of money that you weren't supposed to spend. Like I remember getting yelled at like on my phone, my old brick Nokia, when I'd accidentally go over my minutes when I was like 17 and just get just screamed at. Like I sent one text message over the limit. That's like $40. Thanks Verizon. Like,
I remember I broke somebody else's skateboard or something happened and my family had to buy a deck for that person and it was like
$60. You didn't eat for a week?
And they were like... I was like, what did I... It was an accident. I didn't mean to do it. I'm like, that was $60. Now I look at it, I'm like, man, riding spoiled. Like, God, these kids will get away with murder now because of this, but whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I still hit him with like a sack of oranges.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't leave bruises.
Yeah, it doesn't leave bruises. Yeah, of course.
I stop. Ryden doesn't understand. But it's fine. We figure out new methods for punishment.
I don't have children.
When are you going to have children?
Let's just no.
The brakes. I don't want him.
I'm a ginger. We're not supposed to reproduce. Literally. It's frowned upon. You know, it's frowned upon. I don't need this continuing. I was a terrible child. I never wanted to deal with me.
Who else did we move here to hang out with?
I don't even
know. I know we're forgetting somebody and we're going to get
someone cool that we hang out with all the time, probably. We get Crispy on here, too.
Crispy, we get Crispy.
Oh, my God. He's so bad at games, too.
Yeah. It's the burnt fingers.
I know. It's the nubs. The nubs really do it.
He was with us two nights ago, and he joined in the lobby. And he's like, oh, you guys have a full, or we weren't even full. We were waiting for somebody to join. Yeah. And they were like, you want to hop in? And he was even like, you guys have two spicy lobbies for my ELO. Because he's tried to play with us, and it's like, okay, go. And he like steps out.
So like, for whatever, for if you don't know what that means, is a lot of these games have skill-based matchmaking. And if you play with a lot of really skilled players, when you go into games, it matches with other players that are super fucking good. So unfortunately, if you're the shitty friend in the group, you get matched with people that are really good, and you just kind of get bent over the whole time. So it's like, unless you're into getting fucked.
Yeah, because it's such a difference. And that's why people are like, how do you get good at it? It's like, with higher elos and then learn to move to keep cover. Because we're in diamond lobbies now. All our player base is like diamond. So it's like everyone's a fucking monster at Warzone. Everyone's just, if you're in bad positioning, if you're running out, if you make a mistake, they'll capitalize on you, get killed.
Oh, yeah, so we get fucked, dude.
Our buddies come in, they're like, oh, this is gonna be fucked. And they're like, what happened?
It's like how you doing today, bait? Because that's what you are.
Right in the open. What do you think was gonna happen? That was a terrible push. And we get to see, we started doing viewer Warzone lobbies. Because you can do customs now.
Oh, man, that's rough.
Well, we just get a change. So the rule is you hit random and that's your team. So you don't get to choose your teams. But we did a wager. We were doing random. We join in. You play with the individuals. And you get to see the play style of everyone else. Because we play aggressive.
Oh, yeah.
Aggressive.
Most games, aggressive is the way to go.
And they're like, I'm landing. And I'm already like, okay, we're ready. And they're like, does anyone need a knife or a grenade? I found both on the ground. I was like, why the fuck are we having this discussion? We need to be going.
We gotta move.
Wait, right now. I'm yelling at people. I'm like, come on, what are you doing? Is he AFK? We need to kick him if he's AFK. He's looking at a wall right now. We've been here for 10 seconds.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm like, I'm so aggressive on this game. And we were having fun. Everyone's like winning or whatever. Everyone's losing, actually. But then we did a wager. It's like, okay, it's Callie, Zex, Matt, and me versus every other team. Winner gets $500.
Who's Callie?
One of our other buddies we play with. Callie's like, Callie, I don't know. He's just his character. He's like, hey, man, what's up?
Yo. Oh, so he's from California.
Like,
okay.
I was like, Cal, you high as fuck because you play. Dog, I don't smoke weed, yo. I never. And he gets in his vehicle and it's a weed camo vehicle. And the paint job turns to the weed camo. I was like, uh-huh. You don't smoke, you say. Because 420. He's like, nah, it's just a joke. But he's a monster. Monster at the game. Like, homeboy wrecks.
God damn it.
And we were like, us four, everyone else, winner gets $500. Winning team gets $100 a piece or $150 a piece. Plus, Matt was going to donate $1,000 to any charity of their choice for whoever won.
The charity among
all. So everyone, dude, instantly, it was like we all land. You just see every team's like, kill them first. We murdered
everyone.
It's
like the Hunger Games started real quick and you were being hunted.
Yeah, we murdered everyone. We won. They were like, and then the next round, we're like, okay, we'll change the rules. We'll do this. All you versus us. Murdered. And then after that, we're like, okay, we can't do this anymore. This is not fair.
You're bullying. Yeah. You know what that was? Pub stomp matches back in the day.
It was. It was
when
a pub
stomp
match.
When you were a ranked good player and you'd go in and just fucking murder the fucking. Do you remember Christmas Noobs?
Oh, yeah. Right after everyone got their Xboxes and PlayStations.
Brand new. Right after. It's like the 2 weeks, 3 weeks after
the
Christmas.
The old Noob Harvest.
Straight up. It was the great. January was the best month to be like a good gamer, whether it was Call of Duty or Destiny or whatever the fucking new game it was or old game. Oh, my God. You never felt better at a game than like a month after Christmas. Mm-hmm.
There was just a video about that with the new Star Wars game because it came out free.
Yep.
The whatever the battle one is.
Or what, the battle one. Mm-hmm.
Battlefront. I think that's the new one, right?
No.
What's the where there is Jedi that's like a special unlock?
Battlefront 2?
Yes, maybe that one. That one became free a week ago or 2 weeks on Steam or whatever platform.
Oh, so everybody got it. So then the new harvest.
Exactly.
Came early this year.
That was one of the clips. It was just like, I love new players. And it's like somebody running at a Jedi and the dude's playing a normal character. And he just waits for the Jedi by a corner. And the dude lunges and he just steps. And dude, you just see him fly off a
cliff.
Yeah, off a cliff. He just eats himself off a cliff. He looks down and he just runs away. I was like, oh, yeah.
That's so rude.
That would have been me right there. Fuck. Is there any other good games you guys are looking forward to playing soon?
Dude, Hitman 3 just came out like 2 days ago.
That was one of those games that I grew up playing a ton of. Hitman 1 and 2. Or which one was Blood Money? Hitman Blood Money.
Was 2, wasn't it?
Was that 2?
I think that was 2.
Oh my god, that game was wild, man.
Shout out to Sheriff Eli for that clip you sent. Clip was
holy shit, man.
He's dressed up as a undertaker.
Yeah.
And he goes into the bush, it's like they're looking for an undertaker, but they'll never know. I'm already a county away. And he turned into a clown and
Ronald McDonald ran off into the sunset.
I love Sheriff Eli. Guys, please go follow Sheriff Eli and watch his live streams. He is the funniest person on Twitch by far.
Comedy gold. You sent that. I was dying.
Wait, Sheriff Eli's in Texas.
Oh my God. He's in Dallas. Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah, he's in Dallas, I think.
Sheriff Eli, please come be on our podcast.
Has anyone seen his face?
Yeah. He goes to cons dressed up like a cop and shit. It's fucking awesome.
Oh, that is amazing.
Okay.
He wears like the fucking wide brim. Like, yeah.
I 100% would love him. That dude is comedy gold.
Yeah, he's like, amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I've only done a couple things I've played a few. I forget. I think it was with you or with...
Tarkov.
Tarkov.
We all played Tarkov.
Yes, that was it. I wasn't there for it. I didn't get to play with him, which is really a bummer because he's another one that's really cool.
Oh, and Matt was there. That was Matt Best on that stream, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we had all played Tarkov.
Was Clean part? Was it like a sweaty five-man thing? Because Clean plays with him all the time.
We were on labs. We did labs with him a couple times.
Yep, that was it.
Yeah, that was fun. Sheriff Eli's a great guy. He got his start from Grand Theft Auto role-playing servers, didn't he? Because he's a cop.
I don't know if he got his start from it, but he blew up.
That's what made him big.
Because he would RP a cop on the server.
Amazing at it.
People would like try to stream snipe him and shit just to get the interaction and shit. It was wild, man. GTRP, fuck. Shit's crazy.
I might have to play Hitman. I don't know. Like, I'm playing Dragon Quest 9 right now, which I'm actually...
How many Dragon Quests are there?
Apparently 9, but I think that's like Street Fighter where they say there's 5.
I mean, Dragon Quest 7.
There is way more than 5.
Came out in like fucking 2005. So there's got to be more in there.
We're at Street Fighter 5. Just remember that. There's technically only 5 Street Fighters. Minus there's actually 40 or 50 of them if you look at like...
No shit.
Yeah, because you go like Street Fighter 2, Street Fighter 2 Turbo, Street Fighter 2 Hyper Turbo, Street Fighter 2 Japanese Turbo Edition, Street Fighter 2 Street Fighter Edition. Street you Fighter get like
Capcom.
I wish I was look up how many Street Fighter 2s there are. You're going to be like, oh, Eli's telling
how me. How many Street Fighter?
So was that your shit growing up? Was fighter games? Like
oh,
that?
Bro, I can murder in some fighting games.
Yeah, I seen you play Mortal Kombat. You like destroyed my 11-year-old. He came to me that night after you beat him so bad. And he's like, Dad,
Street Fighter 2.
Suicide. No, you
Street
got
Fighter
you destroyed 2. His what ass. The fuck? That was funny. I love seeing him being humbled.
Yeah. I was like, what do you want me? I'll beat you with uppercuts alone, John. And I did. I was just like waiting for John.
Eli said, too close. Too close. too close.
I will humble people in fighting games. This is my jam.
Like John's over there like looking like he's going to cry. And I'm like, you remember that one time you called me out for having a dead girlfriend?
This is what that felt like, kid.
Exactly. Just smile.
So real quick, Street Fighter 2 games. Street Fighter 2, The World Warrior. Street Fighter 2, Champion Edition. Street Fighter 2, Turbo Hyper Fighting. Super Street Fighter 2, The New Challengers. Super Street Fighter 2, Turbo. So we're on the second Turbo. Hyper Street Fighter 2, the Anniversary Edition, Super Street Fighter 2, Turbo HD Remix, and Ultra Street Fighter 2, the Final Challenge.
Why is 2 so good?
Well, that's what they do to all of them. They're like, we're going to make 1,
What the fuck?
And then we're going to change it slightly and charge $50 every time. And you're all going to pay for it.
Sound like titles from like the Rick and Morty alternate universe TV shows. Two brothers and an armada of aliens and grandma. They just keep adding words. Like I said, here's $50. $50.
And that's what I love. It's like,
do you remember when games used to be like, what, $30?
Dude,
Game Boy Advance games used to only be like 20.
Do you remember when Electronic Boutique, like EB Games, they sold used computer, like PC games, but they didn't realize you could like clone them and take them back.
Yeah.
And so I would go in there, I'd be like, oh, Half-Life, oh, this game. And I'd go clone them in my DVD drive and bring them back and be like, I don't like this game.
Oh, God. Like, okay, dude, EB Games. I forgot all about EB Games.
What are they? No, you know,
Babbage's.
Babbage's was before EB Games because Babbage's turned into EB Games.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they sold, I think they sold out to GameStop.
I would assume that it was GameStop, took over everything.
And then GameStop died.
No, they're still alive. Yeah. I went and bought Pokemon cards that one two days ago.
They were bankrupt, didn't they?
They filed for it.
I feel like they just closed a metric fuck ton of stores due to COVID.
Them. Yeah.
Take in... I don't know, $400 worth of games. They'd be like, all right, you can get a $50 game off store of this credit. Yeah.
It's like, here's $45 cash or...
It was a pawn shop for
$60
kids.
In it's store like how
Pokemon
credit.
Cards are gambling for children. It was just
I just gave you an RTX 3090 and you gave me $30 in in-game currency? What am I going to do with this?
Buy some sweet jets on Roblox. Like my son.
Fucking God, A, man.
Babbage's is such a... Yeah. I love going to those. That and rental stores. That's a whole different episode. I think we'll save that. Going to rental stores was such a...
That's too old for my blood, bro.
You didn't go to...
Yeah, okay, you got to remember, I grew up in Vermont.
Rental stores?
Video game rentals?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Blockbuster. Okay, sorry.
You could even rent Nintendo 64s and stuff from Blockbuster.
I know.
I forgot about that shit. Jeez. Yeah.
Dude, that was... that set up a weekend. It was like Friday after school.
Yep. My dad, that was my that what was your my go-to treat store every Friday. It was called Nils because I grew up in like rural.
I mean, mine was a Showtime video.
Yeah, it was called Nils. And my dad would pick me up from school and he would rent me one Nintendo game every Friday. And, you know, Nintendo games were hit or miss back then. So sometimes you would get one and it was just fucking terrible for the weekend.
It was all cover art back in the day. Mm-hmm.
Dude, the boxes. Oh, man.
And then it's a garbage fucking game.
Yeah, and that's what the worst part was, is like a lot of the garbage, like it would look so gangster on the cover. You're like, this game is going to be the greatest game of all time. And then you play it and you're like, I fucked up, Dad. Dude,
okay, the Simpsons games on Nintendo had the best cover art. And I watched The Simpsons with my dad like twice a week. But those games on the Nintendo were fucking garbage. And I was stuck with them for 48 hours. That's why I just started. After a while, I got taught my lesson and started just renting Super Mario World 3 every single weekend for a year.
You're like, I just want to know these old games. Like some of the box art. Batty, look up Mega Man 1 box art. Because I swear the artists, they were just like, they just hired a team or an artist and they're like, Mega Man 1. Yeah, and you're like, okay, what's the game? The artist didn't ask questions. They were just like, it just said Mega Man 1 and the dude just got to interpret the title and draw it how he wanted.
Lasers and man in space suit.
Yeah, like I'll hold up a picture on this.
I mean, we'll throw it up on the screen.
But it's like, it's a dude in a gold and blue outfit with a 9mm pistol, which Mega Man has... No. Armed guns
with like Space Miami in the background. There's peaches in the ground and palm trees in the background.
Like, and that was all the art back in the day. It was just like nothing to do with the game. It's like, what is that? Does Mega Man use a pistol? Sure, now he does.
I mean, yeah, Mega Man 2 wasn't any better.
I mean, at least he's blue. Yeah. He still has a gun, though. I just love he always has a gun.
I mean, I think you can like attribute all that to just the cash grab for how big video games were becoming in that era. It's like, you know, Super Mario World 2, how it makes no fucking sense whatsoever. That was never meant to be a Mario game. Nintendo was, or someone was making a game, and Mario 1 was so successful, they were like, well, we found this other thing.
Doki Doki.
They were like, let's put our Mario characters into it and just say it's Mario World 2. And that's why Super Mario World 2 is so fucking weird and makes no sense.
I had no idea.
So yeah. Mario 2 was Doki Doki, Doki Doki Escape or Doki Doki Action. I forget it. It was Doki Doki something. And what had happened is they created Mario 2 for Japan. And it's literally Mario 1 harder version of Mario 1,
yeah,
did really good in Japan. They did a test in United States with it. And then that's when the American dude, I forget his name, that was part of Nintendo America, he was like, yo, this is fucking hard. No one's going to like this. Like, this is just...
America dumb, America. Yeah.
This is Mario 1, just really hard in different levels. So the Japanese were like, well, let's reskin Doki Doki. And it's a separate game completely. And they're like, just reskin this and put Mario characters and call it Mario 2. And they launched it and it did really good. And they're like, oh, see, we fixed it. We made Mario 2. Doki Doki Escape Expansion, whatever it's called. And that's literally what happened with that entire thing.
I had no idea.
It's
glad to know that we're all still fucking stupid. Great.
Dinosaurs with big hole mouths spitting out eggs everywhere. It was so weird. Like, it had nothing to do with anything.
Flying tar pits.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Bowser was not a boss.
Mm. Really?
Like, yeah.
I don't know.
That's the only one Bowser's not a boss. Like, period. He's just not in the game.
Yeah.
It's a toad thing.
Yeah. And then 3 was just a work of art. I could go back and play with Super Mario World 3 anytime, any day.
3 set the tone. Watching speedruns, that's freaking ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. Guys, if you've never watched a Super Mario World 3 speedrun, go watch it right now because it's only like 8 minutes long. Mm-hmm. But it's only
8 minutes long. Jesus, man.
They get the first flute off the second level and then they skip to the last thing and they just.
The skull hand grab and then they're good and they're like, okay, we're done and we're golden.
That's wild.
I mean, I think that.
That's it. That's all she wrote today.
That was a good one. That was a fun one.
You're a good one. You're not a fun one, though.
Say bye to everyone. Batty, where can we find you, Batty? It's Batty Streams, right?
Fuck off. Batty Streams. Everything about all of you except for...
gmail.com.
Batty Streams at Gmail.
That's not it.
Batty Streams at Instagram.
Battystreams.angelfire.net.
Angelfire. Oh,
Geocities.net.
Do you remember Hotmail? Hotmail.
I still have one.
Yeah, hi. I'm Batty. Goodbye. Batty Streams on Gmail. Not Gmail.
We got him saying it now. I'm Eli _ double tap.
God damn it.
Bye, everyone. Dognut here.
I love you.
And done.